There is a famous book that has been made into many movies over the years. It's called Frankenstein. It's about a scientist who really wanted to do something good for humanity. Now, according to Gita, there are four essential causes of suffering in this world that are the biggest problems: birth, old age, disease, and death.
Yes?
And of the four, death is very difficult. Because disease, sometimes you could cure it. In old age, you can make the best out of it. And birth, you know, it only lasts a little while.
Yes?
But death, from a material perspective, at the time of death, everything is finished. And it is 100% inevitable for everyone. Sure as death, they say. So this scientist wanted to do the greatest thing that he could do for humanity. He wanted to bring a dead body back to life. And he wanted to create the ideal. His assistants were going to graveyards and getting the best parts of the best bodies of people that were dead.
Yes,
and he sewed them all together, and then with lightning and electricity and all sorts of other scientific mechanisms, he actually brought the body to life. And the idea is, by doing that, he could actually create a technology where nobody would have to die. Sounds good? Anyways, he was successful. He made this model person. He brought a dead person back to life. But the problem is that dead person, his brain was really kind of deranged. People were making fun of him because he looked kind of strange. And ultimately, he became a monster. And for the rest of that scientist's life, he terrorized him. He caused the death of practically his whole family. And the scientist, his whole life from that point on, was trying to destroy what he created. But he couldn't, because what he created was so powerful, it couldn't be destroyed. He was doing everything he could to destroy it, and meanwhile the monster was destroying everything that he had. And he wouldn't destroy him, because he knew, if I kill your wife, if I kill your parents, if I kill your children, if I kill everything, that's going to hurt you more than killing you.
There's a moral to this story. That even with good intentions, if we try to make solutions in this world through science, technology, whatever, without understanding the sacred principles behind material nature, if we do it in a way that is not in harmony with the compassionate divine plan of God, then it has an opposite effect. Because most of technology that's creating all this pollution, and even the technology that's created nuclear weapons, initially was for positive, productive, relatively good purposes.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.